Hey y'all, today we're gonna pull that rabbit out of the hat and find you some more time in your day-to-day life. I know how hard the struggle is when it comes to getting everything done and ending the day with a mountain of to-dos remaining, yet still not having any time for yourself. That's why I've put together 4 steps that you can implement today. Maximizing your time isn't about waiting for the future to come when our kids are older and the stress load of work changes. It's actually about being more intentional with the existing hours we have in our day today. So if you're ready to do the work, buckle up because we're about to dive in. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. I've been fortunate in my career to have multiple executive coaches. One particular coach that I had, I remember having a conversation around how I wish I could increase the amount of time there was in a given day, because it never seemed as though I could give enough to work. It never seemed as though I could give enough to my family and forget friendships or doing anything fun for myself because everything else was coming first and I didn't have time to do it all. And during one of these gripe sessions, he stopped me in the middle and said to me, "Well, how much time do you need?" And I said, "Well, I just need more." And he said to me, "Quantify it. If you could create your own picture of more time today, what would that look like for you? Is it 1 more hour every single day? Is it 5 hours in a week? Is it 2 more hours every single month? What would be your ideal, given the job you have today, given the workload that you have, how much more time would you need in order to feel as though you were maybe juggling a little bit less, or feeling that stress or pressure of having to do it all because you are running low on time? How much more time back would you want in your day?" And that was a question that rocked me, because at the time it was easier for me to say what I didn't want. I didn't want to work so many hours. I didn't want to be tied to my phone or my computer all of the time, but I didn't know how to describe how much time I actually did want. And so that for me was a tipping point of where I had to start thinking not only of what I didn't want, but what did I want? What do I want? How many hours in a day would make me a little bit happier? And so today's topic is really revolved around how to maximize the time that we have today. I think for many of us working moms, we think about the future, right? We think, gosh, I'll have it made when I am working part-time or when I'm running my own business and it's successful and I have a little bit more time to give to my family or to other projects. And I'll tell you, I don't know if that time ever truly comes, because if we don't set boundaries and realistic expectations today, we won't have them in the next chapter of our career. Oftentimes we think, well, I'll move to another company where they have a better work-life balance. But if we don't have our own boundaries in place and we don't tackle our own time management as it exists today, these same issues will creep up in our future companies and in our future roles. So today, as we talk about how to maximize the time that we have, I want you to compartmentalize this in a sense into 4 different steps. to maximize the time that you have today. This is one of those episodes where I'm not going to say, think into the future. What do you want? Where do you want to go? Those are really good things to do, to think about our future, to envision them, to create goals in order to get to that stage of life that we really want. But for today's topic, I want you to be rooted in where you're at today. The pulls of which you have at home, the pulls of which you have in your existing career as it sits today, because before we go out and think about the grass being greener somewhere else, it's time to water our own grass here and make sure that we're setting ourselves up for success before we endure any sort of transition that may or may not even be necessary. It very well may be necessary to transition into another organization, another career, but for today's sake, in order to maximize your time, there are several steps we can take to make sure that we're getting what we want. And that very first step is to really quantify. Go back to where my executive coach said to me, how many hours would you need in order to feel a little bit more fulfilled? And I would ask that to you. As a working mom, getting pulled in multiple directions, knowing the career you have today and the pulls that you have at home, how many more hours each day or each week do you want to have? This is often the hardest step, and hence why it's the first one, because we have to tackle exactly what our goals, our dreams are for today and not get so caught up in what we want for the future that we miss opportunities to maximize our time today. And so as we think about, gosh, you know, I really wish I could have at least one more hour in the day with my kids. They go to bed at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, and I don't get very much time with them. I wish I could have an extra hour, whether that's 30 minutes on the front end of the day or 30 minutes on the back end of the day. I would really love to have that extra time. Perhaps you're saying, I want to get an hour workout in 3 times a week. That would make me feel more fulfilled and as though I am having a better balance or blend of my life. That's 3 hours per week that I need to find time for. Without quantifying what it is that we truly want, we won't be able to strategically make this happen, thus having a more fulfilled life and getting what we need today from our time. Once we've identified how many hours we need every single week in order to feel a little bit more balanced or blended inside of our work and home life, the next step is really identifying how would you fill that time? And we've already partially addressed that in the first question, but here's where I want you to get really specific. What would you do specifically for your workout? Would you go to the gym? Would you join a gym? Would you go to Orange Theory Fitness or would you work out on your Peloton? When you say that you want to work out 3 hours every single week, 3 times a week for an hour, what does that look like? How will you do that? This is the beginning of creating a plan and also accountability for yourself. The other item of this, right, as we think about how we're going to fill the time, is to be specific. If we want to be more intentional with our family and we want an extra hour every single day with our kiddos, what would we do with that time? How would we spend the time with our kids? Are we going to read to them? Are we going to go on a walk with them? Are we going to play at the park with them? Because if we don't have firm intention underneath the desire of time, we may waste it. And so knowing how many hours and what specifically we are going to do with that time allows us to be more intentional and make sure that that time doesn't get wrapped up into scrolling on social media or getting dragged into more emails or phone calls or doing something that wasn't our initial intention. Perhaps you quantified that you really need 2 extra hours every single week to make sure that you can meal plan, meal prep, and you have meals ready to go every single night of the week. And you need 2 hours on Sunday in order to do that. So as you say, I need 2 hours for my meal, you're being specific on quantifying, and then you're being extremely specific on how you will use that time, 2 hours on Sunday to meal prep using so-and-so's rhythm method. I don't even know what they're called. I don't meal prep myself, which is probably a problem in and of itself. So you can tell that is not how I would choose to spend my additional hours, but it doesn't make it wrong. It just makes it more specific to me. And if this is your intention and you need additional time in order to feed your family healthy meals every single day, if that's your priority, then quantifying the time you need and what exact method you're going to use in order to make sure this gets done is going to be a game changer for you on not only being intentional, but also for accountability for your own self and how you communicate with your family what you need. The third step then is to do an audit of your time. And this can be as complex or as simple as you choose for it to be. In fact, think about a food log. Many people who go on diets might write out a food log. They have a benchmark or a baseline of what they're eating so that they know where to subtract from, where to change different nutrients or different types of foods in order to see success in their weight loss. Here, what we're trying to accomplish is getting a baseline for how we're spending our time. You know that 9, maybe 10, maybe 8 hours of your day you're spending doing work, your actual career that is giving you a paycheck. And you know that that may or may not be flexible. So knowing that that eats up a good chunk of your day, you've already got that done. Check, done. The next piece is really assessing how you spend time, either on your commute, how you spend time when you're at home, when your kids go to bed, when the sun goes down, when the sun comes up, getting a baseline for how you're spending your time and not manipulating it to look better in your own eyes. Because it's easy to say, oh gosh, I'm gonna write down everything that I did for today. I'm gonna make it look pretty awesome. I know some people would do that, myself included, if I had to write a food log, because I don't want you to see the puppy chow with powdered sugar, peanut butter, chocolate chips, that are probably not fitting into whatever diet is proposed here in the universe. So be intentional, but also be authentic and true with where you're spending your time. That's going to show you where you have opportunities to maximize the time of which you currently have. Perfect example, as you're doing an audit and you find that your commute is about 45 minutes long and you're saying that you want an hour every single week to be able to read a book, perhaps maximizing your time looks like listening to an audio book on 2x the speed while you are driving home, right? You get something for yourself rather than sitting in a car, wasting that time, or sitting on a train, wasting that time, and not actively doing something that could be filling for you. So after you do that audit, your next step is to really look for those opportunities to maximize your time. Perhaps as you're doing your audit, you're also looking at, gosh, we spend a lot of time doing sports activities for our kids, or maybe it's different musical instruments or band or acting lessons, whatever the situation is that something your children really love, that are passionate about it? Or is this just something that we've created for them because our job as parents is to expose them to a variety of different activities and eventually let them pick? But are they already giving you a sign or telling you that they're not loving it? Is there an opportunity to scrap that from your list so that you can have more time at home, more time with your kids? Perhaps you're looking at your calendar and looking at your neighbor next door where you both are driving to the same sporting events for your kids, and there's an opportunity to maximize your schedule by carpooling. I will tell you, there is a misconception out there that you have to drive your kids to every single activity. My husband had often said to me, well, we had 4 kids, so we need to be responsible to get them to, from, and never ask for help. I am one that has no problem asking for help because I know I'm going to return the favor at some point anyways. And so we struggled with this in our marriage and in our family life because there was this sense of duty and obligation to make sure we did it all without ever asking for help. And I can tell you, your life gets better when you carpool, and your kids' life also does too. Some of the best conversations I've ever heard with my kids are when they have a friend in the vehicle. I learn so much more from their chatty friends who are sitting in the back seat and telling me all the things I needed to know about school, but I had no idea what was happening. Those are some precious moments. So carpooling can really maximize your time, and don't feel bad about asking for help because you're going to return that favor at some point down the line as well. Perhaps you take to the sporting events and your neighbor picks up. And if you don't have a neighbor that's driving to and from, I can tell you most sporting activities are comprised of kids who are within a similar district. And so it's not typically far to create a friendship with another mom who can carpool back and forth, even if they're not in your exact neighborhood. My other favorite way of maximizing time, as we look at our audit and how much time we actually want and specifically where we're gonna spend that time, is looking for opportunities to batch like items. So perhaps you're looking at your meals that you're planning to have in the future and you recognize, oh, well, 5 of those recipes calls for ground beef. Well, I live in Nebraska, so of course that's my go-to, ground beef. And I know that I can at least grind up 5 or 6 pounds of hamburger and have those ready to go for meals. That is what I mean by batch. planning or batch prepping. I'm not actually making the meal. I'm saving myself time because I'm grounding up hamburger for one meal. I might as well do that for three or four other meals that I need and have that ready to go to save me time. So find those opportunities to batch prep or batch complete different tasks. In future episodes, we're going to talk about how to maximize your time and get to those goals of which you want when you're striving for that next career jump or you're striving for that next stage in your career. Having goals and making plans to achieve those are extremely important, and I believe in planning and future planning and setting goals. But for today's purpose, I really wanted to make sure that we had a good plan together to maximize the time of which we have today and not just focus on where we want to go in the future. Because if we're not happy today, it will make it that much harder for us to accomplish what we need in the future if we're not setting really good boundaries and maximizing the time of which we have today. So again, if you're driving around or multitasking like I am, the four things that I want you to consider in order to maximize your time as a working mom are: one, quantify how many hours you're actually looking for in order to give you even just a slightly better work-life balance or blend. Number two, be very specific on how you would spend that time. Number three, audit your time. Even if you're just looking at that report that comes every Sunday, typically, that tells you how much screen time you're using, check that out. See where your opportunities are. And number four, figure out and strategize different ways in which you can maximize the time that you have from that audit in order to get you the hours and specific outcomes that you're looking for. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. And be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.